This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Seismic hazard for proposed CMRR nuclear facility at LANL underestimated and misstated. The Los Conchos wildfire we are experiencing today was predicted by Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, in 1999. Similarly, in 2009, it was reported that LANL estimated a 1 in 50 chance of seismic collapse at the old 1950s-era Chemistry and Metallurgy Research, CMRR, building during a 10-year time frame which would result in the release of nuclear materials. But building the proposed $6 billion Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project, CMRR, nuclear facility would not change the level of risk for another 12 years, since the scheduled operation date is 2023. In the meantime, the old CMR and other unsafe facilities would continue to be used at LANL. Intensive research by Robert H. Gilkison, registered geologist, discovered that the draft supplemental environmental impact statement for the proposed CMRR nuclear facility misrepresents the possible ground motions by a large amount, omits important seismic information about the potential of active faulting close to the proposed site, and makes assumptions because the necessary field investigations have not been done. As a result, Gilkison stated that DOE must retract the draft supplemental environmental impact statement for the proposed nuclear facility. The public comment period ended on June 28, 2011, but public comments are still being accepted. There are 7 key parameters that must be investigated in order to characterize the seismic hazard. They are the fault locations, the fault geometry, the direction of the slip on the faults, the maximum magnitude of an earthquake, the rate at which earthquakes reoccur on the faults, kappa, which is a key parameter for ground motions at specific LANL sites, and the shear velocity of the reference rock. In order to obtain this information, field studies must be conducted. LANL scientists recommended these studies in 3 key seismic reports written in 1995, 2007, and 2009, but the recommended studies were not done. As a result, assumed values for the 7 key parameters were inserted into computer programs to estimate the seismic hazard for the design of the proposed nuclear facility. Moreover, Congress has appropriated, and almost $500 million has been spent on the design of the proposed nuclear facility without accurate knowledge of the seismic hazard. Gilkison said, quote, "The draft supplemental environmental impact statement must be retracted by the DOE because it is incomplete, inadequate, underestimates, and misrepresents the seismic hazard at the proposed CMRR nuclear facility. DOE must perform the field studies that are identified as important by the LANL scientists in order to calculate the seismic hazard. No more taxpayer money should be spent on the design of the CMRR nuclear facility until there is accurate knowledge of the seismic hazard," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.